Today, Alaska's Coast Guard bids farewell to the Loran navigation system, and the United States shrinks a little too. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
20 Coast Guardsmen are right now the only residents of Attu, America's westernmost island. After today, they'll be gone. It will be the first time the island will be uninhabited in recorded history. The Loran Station, which stands for Long Range Navigation, has been running for almost 70 years. It was built during World War II, soon after the Japanese attack on the island in 1942, and it replaced the Aleut village that had long existed there. Now that GPS has made Loran technology obsolete, the Coast Guard this year phased out the system. It was deemed to be an unnecessary expenditure, and the federal government expected to save $35 million per year by cutting it out of the budget. In February, the domestic signal was turned off, and earlier this month, the Russia-America signal went down too. Alaska's five other Loran stations have been decommissioned, and Attu is the last one to close up. A Coast Guard crew demolished the tower earlier this month, and they've been making preparations to leave the island since. Jeff Rosenberg is the commanding officer at Loran Station Attu, and he says that there won't be much left on the island outside a few old buildings and some Quonset huts.
You'll see a big white building now without a Coast Guard marking on it, and you'll see the bottom row of windows boarded up. You want to make sure that the environment doesn't come in and destroy the building, so if they can be reused in the future, that it's still in good enough condition to do so. You'll see the tower is gone, which is a big thing. We have another small tower here, just an 80-footer for communications. That'll still remain standing. But other than that, it'll be fairly abandoned.
The station was supposed to be decommissioned yesterday, but a plane that was transporting other members of the Coast Guard, along with two former service members who commissioned the station in the 1940s, could not land on the island, and the plane was diverted to Shemya. The decommissioning ceremony is expected to take place today, weather depending. Dwight Zielinskis served as an electronics technician at Loran Station Attu from 1978 through 1979. He had been stationed in Nantucket before and shipped off to the island before the Jonestown massacre took place. He says learning about that event made him realize just how isolated he was.
The reality is that you've stepped aside from civilization and from reality when you're there, because everything else in the world is still going on, but you're in a little capsule, and you're getting it. Information 2 or 3 weeks after it happens.
He adds that there was a lot of empty time to fill. He spent a lot of his days studying the history and geography of the island, and he tried taking a correspondence course while out at Attu. Unfortunately for him, the difficulty of getting materials out to the island meant he only got through 3 lessons. But still, the crew took the isolation in stride.
I made a big mistake when I first got there. I was marking off each day one by one, and people came up and told me, said, you can't do that. You'll go insane if you do that. So what we would do is we would have calendar parties, and you would go like 2 or 3 weeks, and then you'd all get together, and we would cross off for like 15 days all at one time. And it was this great celebration, is that you knock it off like 15 days at one whack, you know? And you had to kind of do that to keep your sanity.
And the crew still managed to have fun, Zielinskis says, especially during the summer when there was plenty of salmon.
We would try to catch them with the hooks and a line, and not very successful in doing that. And we would jump into the stream and just grab them and throw them up on the shore. And we would get the salmon, and we were not allowed to have hard alcohol on the island. We were allowed to have beer. So we would actually trade fresh salmon for alcohol for the next island over in Shemya.
Commanding Officer Jeff Rosenberg says he understands why former service members like Zielinskis are so nostalgic for the end of the Loran era, and that being on the island this week has been a little surreal. Still, he thinks that ultimately the time to say goodbye to Loran has come.
You know, this served a great purpose back in the day for what it was used for World War II and such. But with technological advances that we've had, you don't really need these far-reaching stations that are hard to support, you know. Should something happen out here, you know, we're not very protected. We can't do a whole lot of protection on our own. We would need someone to come from afar to do that. And it's safer to do that from afar rather than support a few people a long way away.
In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.